They discharged Baba 2 days later. They brought in a specialist called a radiation oncologist to talk Baba into getting radiation treatment. Baba refused. They tried to talk me into talking him into it. But I'd seen the look on Baba's face. I thanked them, signed their forms, and took Baba home in my Ford Torino. That night, Baba was lying on the couch, a wool blanket covering him. I brought him hot tea and roasted almonds. Wrapped my arms around his back and pulled him up much too easily. His shoulder blade felt like a bird's wing under my fingers. I pulled the blanket back up to his chest, where ribs stretched his thin, sallow skin. "Can I do anything else for you, Baba?"
"Ne bachem, thank you."
I sat beside him. "Then I wonder if you'll do something for me, if you're not too exhausted."
"What?"
he said.
"I want you to go Khastagari. I want you to ask General Tahiri for his daughter's hand."
Baba's dry lips stretched into a smile, a spot of green on a wilted leaf.
"Are you sure?"
"More sure than I've ever been about anything."
"You've thought it over?"
"Bale, Baba."
"Then give me the phone and my little notebook."
I blinked.
"Now?"
"Then when?" he said.
I smiled.
"Okay." I gave him the phone and the little black notebook where Baba had scribbled his Afghan friend's numbers. He looked up the Tahiri's, dialed. He brought the receiver to his ear. My heart was doing pirouettes in my chest.
"Jamila John, salam alaikum," he said.
He introduced himself and paused. "Much better, thank you. It was so gracious of you to come." He listened for a while and nodded.
"I'll remember that, thank you. Is General Sahib home?"
Pause.
"Thank you."
His eyes flicked to me. I wanted to laugh for some reason, or scream. I brought the ball of my hand to my mouth and bit on it. Baba laughed softly through his nose.
"General Sahib, salam alaikum."
"Yes, yes, much, much better."
"Bale, you're so kind."
"General Sahib, I'm calling to ask if I may pay you and Khanum Tahiri a visit tomorrow morning. It's an honorable matter."
"Yes."
11 o'clock is just fine. Until then, khudafiz." He hung up. We looked at each other. I burst into giggles and Baba joined in. Baba wet his hair and combed it back. I helped him into a clean white shirt and knotted his tie for him, noting the 2 inches of empty space between the collar button and Baba's neck. I thought of all the empty spaces Baba would leave behind when he was gone, and I made myself think of something else. He wasn't gone, not yet. And this was a day for good thoughts. The jacket of his brown suit, the one he'd worn to my graduation, hung over him. Too much of Baba had melted away to fill it anymore. I had to roll up the sleeves. I stooped and tied his shoelaces for him. The Tahiris lived in a flat, one-story house in one of the residential areas in Fremont, known for housing a large number of Afghans. It had bay windows, a pitched roof, and an enclosed front porch on which I saw potted geraniums. The general's gray van was parked in the driveway. I helped Baba out of the Ford and slipped back behind the wheel. He leaned in the passenger window. "Be home. I'll call you in an hour."
"Okay, Baba," I said.
"Good luck."
He smiled.
I drove away. In the rearview mirror, Baba was hobbling up the Tahiri's driveway for one last fatherly